Patrick Chess is the director of natural resources for the Forest Preserve of Kane County. Patrick, this had to be an undertaking that has taken years and years and years, because it's just not like you load up some bison and release them into an Illinois prairie. Welcome to the show. Give me the background on how this happened.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You are right. We've been working on this effort for about the last 3 years, and dreaming about it before that for a long time. So this has been something that has taken, you know, quite a bit of effort, but we're very grateful to kind of see this come through to fruition. We have quite a number of partners that we've been working with, and so we'd like to thank all of them. We've been working with the Nature Conservancy to provide the bison over to the district and supporting our efforts that way. Outside of that, the district, you know, built the fence. We have been providing the land up at Burlington Prairie Forest Preserve. And then we've been working with the American Indian Center, and then they've been partnering with Rooted Bison to manage the animals out there. We've been lucky to get those on coming onto the land last Friday.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite animals, and I'm thrilled. How big is the habitat?
So right now, we've got about 32 acres. We've got six bison that are on those 32 acres. We are looking forward to expanding upon that next year, hopefully adding another 50 to 60 acres and then increasing the animals going forward.
This is a crazy story, but there was a point where Wynonna Judd, yes, the country singer, was going to give me two baby buffalo because she's got a farm big enough, and the requirement was the proper fencing. That was a little out of my budget for two free buffalo. Well, I want to say buffalo. Buffalo is not a thing in this country. It's bison. Buffalo are mostly native to Africa, right?
Correct. Yeah. So this is the American bison, scientific name Bison bison, commonly known, colloquially known as buffalo, but true buffalo are native to Africa.
Right. And the bison are the ones with the big hump on their back, and that's really used for snow plowing. They're pretty good about that. It's quite an undertaking to get the fencing and to get the right mix of bison. And I love that you're going to expand. Now tell people, the question we want to know is, will we be able to see them?
Yeah, so one of the reasons that we chose Burlington Prairie Forest Preserve is that we've got that fence situated right along the entrance road to the preserve. The entrance road is up on a hill. The pasture that they're going to be in, the prairie that they're going to be in, kind of slopes downhill from there. So visitors should be able to get a good vantage point and see the animals when they're out there. It is a preserve that we close in the winter. Once appreciable snowfall comes in, it's a long entrance road that we can't keep plowed due to drifting winds. So we are asking for patience with people that are looking to see them come in immediately, since the gate will be closed for the foreseeable future. But we'll have some large public events in spring to kind of welcome the public in and so they can see the animal.
Probably good to wait till that time, till they get acclimated. Where did these bison come from?
Yeah, so these bison came from the Nature Conservancy, where they were part of the herd out at Nechusa Grasslands.
Okay, because I know that they also have them in Batavia, and every time I go to the Fermi Lab and show my ID and my license and all that business to get on there, I never have any luck seeing them. So this is another opportunity for people in the western suburbs to actually get an up-close picture, you know, in person of how many used to roam the prairies of Illinois? How many bison did we have back in the day?
Oh, yeah, would have been very large number, right? So herds would have stretched from here all the way west and kind of moved around. Right here in the Chicagoland area, we're kind of at the ecotone between the tallgrass prairie biome and the eastern deciduous woodland. And so that kind of woodland prairie edge where those two zones are competing, and bison were one of the driving disturbance forces that would have kept the prairie from becoming woodland through their kind of grazing behavior, keeping the trees down. That grazing and then the fire associated with it would have kept prairies open. So as bison were moved out historically in kind of the early 1800s, you've seen kind of a changing of the landscape. And so that's why this is so important to us, right? Kind of bringing that large grazing component back to our prairies, helping restore one of those missing components.
Right, because they regenerate. I mean, it's really a great conservation move. This, you know, they're grazing and then defecating. It just brings life to a prairie. And so many prairies in Illinois have just been plowed for farms, you know, for subdivisions. And I feel that hopefully this gives some hope to everything else in that chain that lives and thrives, including our pollinators in a prairie. Colin, our producer, just said 30 million at one point roamed the state of Illinois. That's a staggering number to try and even comprehend. And you said this herd is how big?
We've got six right now. Yeah, so starting small, should be growing as the program carries on.
And where can people find out info?
So we've got information available on the district's website. That's at keeneforest.com. You can also find us on any of the various social media channels. We encourage people to keep a lookout for information coming in the spring on when we're kind of doing the large public showings.
Well, put me on that list, because I'll tell you what, I will be there for sure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's interesting. Patrick Chess, Director of Natural Resources for the Forest Preserve District of Kane County. The bison are back to a Kane County Forest Preserve. Well, a prairie, so to speak. First time in over 200 years.